that's bright. Holy Spirit, thank you so much for a brand new day, for this opportunity for us to be here. Worship your name and just putting you in the middle of our hearts in the center point right now. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you take hold of this atmosphere and lead us in decreeing and releasing your heart in this place, my God. For your word says that you know everybody's hearts and you understand them. That moment is just mind-boggling to me, God, that you can know our hearts and you understand it. No matter what it looks like, I just ask, Lord, that you lead every single person right now into your heart and into understanding who you are and what you have created them to be as part. You said that you predestined us for us to be and have your inheritance, God. Holy Spirit, this is your time right now. Lead us, God. Let your children come in agreement with heaven right now, with what you are doing and what you are releasing, Papa. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I just come with thanksgiving to you, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much that we have an opportunity to be your sons, to know you, to come under your authority, God, and come under your dominion, Lord, and just to truly be covered with your blood and your grace, God, on our daily basis, Lord. No matter what is going on all around, we can be covered by you. We can be protected by you. Your gaze can be upon us. Thank you so much. It feels so good knowing that a whole God is behind me. He loves me. He supports me. He trains me. He strengthens me. He encourages me. He puts courage into my heart for me to step out and to keep on moving forward, no matter what it looks like. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. I just ask that you captivate, God. Just grab hold of every heart right now. Lead us into a deep ecstasy with you right now, Holy Spirit. Every young person, God, I know what you were doing with me years back, Lord, what you are doing with me now, but it's so precious when you would reveal my identity and my destiny back years back, and how much it would just take over my heart. I would just start dreaming day and night and going after you, God. I just ask that you start doing the same thing with these young ones, God. That you truly just start taking over their hearts, God, so their gaze can be set upon you. Our lives belong to you, God. Thank you so much that we can live in you. We can enjoy our lives, God. I just ask that you strengthen our brothers and our sisters, Lord, through the moments that where they are going through hard times, Lord. We as humans, we don't understand life and death and how it works. When human life passes on to death and to eternity, God, we don't understand it. But the ones that are left here on this earth, God, I just ask that you strengthen the families, the friends, God, of our sister that have left us, Lord. Be with the families. I just ask that you put this peace in their hearts right now. I just ask that you put this joy, God, being confident in you, that you are our God and everything is going to be okay and safe. Holy Spirit, breathe upon our hearts right now. More. We're only humans. We're only humans and we can only do so much, God. But you are the ones that does all the work behind the scenes, Lord. You are the ones that strengthen us. You are the one that gives us power and authority, God, to move in your name. You are the one that takes it all away. I just ask that you raise up in this house, Papa, that you raise up these strong champions, Lord, that will go after your name. That will truly take their authority, God, and their position in you, Lord. And they will never stop and keep on going, keeping you the center point of their hearts. Holy, holy, thank you so much. Thank you so much for a brand new perspective right now, Papa, that you are giving and releasing in this place right now, Lord. A perspective of throne room, a perspective of sons and daughters, a perspective of really what we have in you, Lord. Let every heart right now rejoice in you, God. Give you glory. Give you praise, God, for who you are. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. Jesus, we just want to be with you right now. We just want to worship you. We just want to incline our hearts to you right now. We just want to set our gaze on you right now, because nothing else matters, God. In the beginning of the day, we set our focus on you. At the end of the day, God, we just thank you for what our experience, what the day was, God. We just give you glory, Jesus. Thank you so much for the breath that you put within our lungs, God. Thank you so much for the opportunities that you give us, God, to love upon one another, to serve one another, just to do life with your family, Lord. Thank you so much for the simple and the basic things, Lord, of every day, God, that you bless us with so much. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with us, for captivating us, God. Papa, thank you so much. I just see it so clearly. Set this young generation, God, these young people, set their hearts on fire, God, even though there are some small little flames burning within them right now, God. I just ask that you breathe even more on them right now, that this fire starts taking over their hearts completely, God, and starts flaming their whole lives and their whole bodies, Lord, that their future can be so full of passion, Lord, so full of hunger for you, for your kingdom, oh, to come manifest on this earth. Shero lobo sheka potondra le bera la kashandara la moko sandara la mora le beri kashandara lo kushketra tamukura le baba sentara le mokura la boshandara la mosotro. Take us deeper right now in the simplicity of your heart, in the simplicity of your love, God, who you are. Yes, Holy Spirit, pour it out. Pour out this rain, Papa. I just ask that you, the pastures of our hearts, God, that you truly pour out the rain, God, so we can start blooming. We can start growing in you, God. Every heart that has ever got cold or hardened, God, I just ask that you awaken them, Lord. That you truly put life in them again, Lord. For them to start overflowing, Lord, with your revelation. To start overflowing with dreaming, God. Start overflowing with the plans that you put in their hearts, Lord. This young generation, God, they are yours. They understand the supernatural. They understand the simplicity of how to shift the atmosphere. They understand how to do these things. It comes so naturally to them and it comes so simply to them, Papa. I just I just ask that you shape their hearts, God, into a full obedience to you, into full harmony with heaven. I just ask that you shape their hearts with purity, God. When we can live pure-hearted lives, God, when we can truly, that attracts you. I just ask that this house, God, every heart and every leader that you start raising up in this house, God, that they can be carriers of pure heart, God, that we can truly just attract heaven, God. We can attract heaven, God. We can attract your name here amongst us, God. That your angelic, God, realm can start opening up to us in the daytime and the nighttime, to the old, to the young, God. That we can start seeing with our physical eyes your reality, Lord, and your kingdom. Just come in a full agreement, God, with your plans, with your will for our lives. We just come in a full agreement, God, of what you have prepared for us, how you want to shape our lives, and the way you want to write our story in our life. Papa, I just love being in your will. I love being in your presence. I love being with you, doing life with you, and everything that I do, God, day in, day out. You are so good. You are so good. Holy Spirit, I just ask that your presence swarms around this room right now and takes hold of every heart right now, Papa. It doesn't matter where these hearts are, God, that they can experience you, that they can feel you, or they cannot. That every heart starts entering into your presence, into your heart, and becomes one with you right now. Just lead our hearts, our focuses right now into you and unto you, God. You come, and when your presence is there, the captives are set free. When your presence comes, when you come, we can be completely free of our anxieties, of our depressions, of our stress. We can be completely undone and set free. I just ask that your presence fills every heart, every room of every person's heart right now. Oh, Papa, come and fill it up with a passionate hunger and thirst for you, Lord. Let our hearts and our minds right now have no room for anything else but you and your presence, God. I just ask that your word becomes real to us in our hearts right now. Just minister to the ones that need it so much right now, God. Open up the floodgates, Lord, of your fresh living waters in our hearts, Lord, and just overflow. Let your love consume our hearts, Papa, like never before. Papa, we hungry so much for you, God. America is desperate for you. Oh, churches in this nation are desperate for you, God, for your intervenience, God. Papa, let this time and this age be over, Lord, where church is being dominated by men. Let church become dominated by you, Holy Spirit, where you can have full access to leadership, to their hearts, to their minds, where the leadership can be fully submitted and surrendered to you, God, where you can just do all the work. We can just posture ourselves in our hearts and you can overflow. Papa, we are so hungry to see your supernatural realm, to see your signs and wonders break out in America like never before, God, through this young generation, God, through your sons and your daughters that truly are carriers of pure hearts, God, that know your will for their lives, that know who they are and where they are going. Release it, Lord Jesus. Release it, my King. I am just so excited to know and to see where you are taking us, God. Where you can have full dominion. Full dominion. Over our positions, God. Over our hearts. That you can just have your way and do what you want to do. On every service. Every day of our life. Prepare our hearts, Papa. Prepare our hearts to withstand and just to be carriers, Lord. Quiero lo moschietara la moro boboboschietara la monora la cachetara la geschietra. Let every heart be sensitive right now to the treasure that you have put within them, God. Let the treasury rooms of their hearts be revealed to themselves, God. So these sons and daughters can start believing in themselves, what you have put in them. How big they are in your name and in you, God. Consume us, Lord. Consume us. Ora la maschietta la lemo roba scheta la lei minerica scutera la motora. Yes, Jesus. Yes. Yes, you are real. You are so real, God. You ain't no religion. You ain't no yesterday, God. You are fresh and you are right here and you are right now. I just ask that all religious mindsets be broken off completely, Lord. So we can encounter you right here and right now for who you are. We can experience you all over again, God. Because you are so big and you are so fresh and there is never ending, God, of who you are and what you can show us and where you want to take us, God. I just ask that this flesh realm completely be annulled right now, that this atmosphere be so tangible, God, that we, as your sons and your daughters, Lord, can experience you, your heartbeat, God. Just notion it right now, Lord. Let these encounters transition into our nighttime, God, into our tomorrow, into our weekend, Lord. Let us be consumed. Activate dreamers right now, Papa. Activate strategists right now, Lord, who you want to reveal your plans to, what you are doing and where you are taking your bride and your church, God. Just activate them right here and right now, Lord. Activate your birds, Lord, that can sing and give you praise and glory, God, on a completely different level, Lord. Activate your intercessors, Lord, who are completely just soaked in your presence, God. Spirit of God, come right now. Come right now and then just truly start swirling around every heart, Lord, and start taking them captives, Lord, under your presence so they can be completely undone right now, God. Completely undone and surrendered to you, Lord. Oh, your word says that heaven is taken violently and by force. I just ask that you awaken those courageous hearts right now, God, that will not agree and settle for anything less than who they are in you, God. Who are vicious, who have their hearts on fire for you, God. Who don't compromise, who know really clearly where they are going, what they are doing. But thank you so much for uniting our generations together, that we can have moms and dads who can grow us, who can teach us, who can strengthen us, who can partner up with us and just bring down your kingdom on this earth, God, no matter what it looks like. In this next season, in this next generation, Lord. Thank you, Papa, for awakening these architects, God. For awakening these designers, God. Thank you so much for awakening things that have a completely different realm, Lord. Thank you so much for breaking off limitations off of our hearts and our minds, Lord. That we can step into our sonships, God. That you are breaking off these old systems of church, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for such a tangible atmosphere right now. Thank you so much that your heaven is so clear in this place right now, Lord. Let every heart right now just tap into this and see you clearly, Jesus.
I just want to honor you for always being here, for always being present with us. I just want to honor you for always being present with us, Holy Spirit. For always shifting the courses of our lives. For always shifting the courses of our daily lives, God. For shifting the outcomes of situations in our lives, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I thank you for being that breaker, for being that person for us. For being that real person to us, for having that deep connection with us, Holy Spirit. I thank you for just for inhabiting our hearts and inhabiting our lives and shifting the courses of our lives. I thank you for changing the outcome of our situations. I thank you for shifting our mindsets towards situations and showing us that when there are two options, you create a third option, God. Holy Spirit, you create that third option. You create that third option, and I just pray that this generation understands that that is their destiny, to walk with you and to create third options for places that don't have it, for people that don't have another option. Holy Spirit, I just pray that you open up to this generation their true identities in you. I pray that you open up to this generation that we're meant to walk with you, that we have the minds of Christ, and that we start walking and we align with that and we just start running with that and we shift the course of this world. And that we change history because we set our feet down and we said no and we just ran after you and we aligned ourselves with Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray that you start changing the way our brains work, that you start creating new pathways in our brains that connect to you and that are like Christ. The scripture says that we have the mind of Christ and we're just aligning ourselves with that and we're running after that. And we just pray, Holy Spirit, that you answer our call and that you run with us and that you partner with us to create the change and to just shift the course of our lives and shift the course of history of the world. Lord, I thank you for healing my headache. For just healing my headache right now, God. Holy Spirit, I just thank you for restoring everything that is not in its original plan when they come back to you. I thank you for restoring restoring me, restoring my destiny, restoring my purpose when I run to you. I thank you for the fact that whenever I come to you, everything is restored and my vision aligns with you. And that whenever I come back to you and when I just am aware of you, that everything aligns with your plan and everything aligns with you, and that we can just walk and fulfill what the purpose you have for us. Best friend, and for being so real, and for opening yourself up to us. I thank you for just opening yourself up to us and showing us true joy, true emotions, showing us how you view nature, how you view life, how you view everything. Holy Spirit, it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful thing though when you show us your perspective. It's a beautiful thing when you show us your mindset. And I just pray that this generation just starts aligning with your mindset and aligning with the way that you view them and aligning with the way that you view the world, so that we can start to restore the world, and so that we can start to restore families, and so we can start to restore the world into what it's truly supposed to be, into our daily lives, back to what it's truly supposed to be, so we can honor Jesus and so we can honor the Father for having grace on us. And we just humble ourselves to you. We just humble ourselves and align our mindsets with you, God. We align ourselves with your plan, and we align ourselves with your mindset, so we can run with you and so we can be different than the world, so we can stand out as a light in the world. God, I thank you that when we align ourselves with you, all depression goes away, all anxiety goes away, all fear goes away. Energy comes into our lives like never before. I thank you that when we align ourselves with you, sin goes away. That you create another option, that blessings just come our way just because we know you. Just because we surrender ourselves with you and humble ourselves before you. We are blessed. Holy Spirit, we just surrender to you. Father, we just surrender our lives to you. There's nothing that we can do on our own that is greater than the destiny you've called us to, and we know that, and we just acknowledge it, and we partner up with you in that, God. We know that, and we acknowledge that, and we partner up with you, God, with that mindset. We acknowledge that we cannot do anything greater than what you've called us to do. So we just want to partner with you and run towards what you've called us to do. Run towards what you know is best for us. Run towards what you know is best for us. Run towards what you know will create the biggest impact on the people and the world around us. God, I just pray that you lead us in a way that no other generation has been led before. Not out of our own will, but out of having the same mindset as you. But out of having such a close intimacy with you that everything, all your thoughts are our thoughts, God. All of our thoughts are your thoughts, God. That we have one mind, that we start sharing the mind, that we have the same processor as you. God, we want to have the same relationship with you as Solomon did. The same relationship where every thought that you have is our thoughts, God. That kind of intimacy where we know how you feel about people. We know what your true plans were for people. So we can start to heal people. So we can start to to heal pain, because that's not what you destined for people. And we just want to know. We just want to know your truth. People in those situations, so we can declare it out and so we can change those situations. Holy Spirit, we just pray for an intimacy with you and a closeness with you that we've never experienced before. Strip away anything that is not godly. Strip away anything that is not of you. God, we don't even care about that stuff anymore. We just want what you know is best for us. We just want what you know, what you've destined for us to do. God, we just want what you know is best for us. We just want to align ourselves with you, Holy Spirit. For you to show us how you view other people, to literally have the love that we could not have without you. To have the love towards people and compassion and empathy towards people that only you have, God. So we can begin to shift the atmospheres in people, shift the atmospheres in schools, shift the atmospheres over cities and regions and states, God. We want to be the ones to get the ball rolling, God. We're just humbling ourselves to become those people that get the ball rolling, that get the fire started. You placed this in our hearts. You placed this as our mission. And we're just submitting to that, God. We're just submitting to that, God. We just submit to you. We just submit to your will for what you want us to do, Lord. And we just submit to you, knowing that everything in you is good and that there's no darkness. We just submit to you, knowing that everything that you have planned will be fulfilled, that there is victory, that the battle has already been won, God. So we just submit to you, knowing this. One that will last 24/7 non-stop. One that's 24/7 non-stop. Something real. Something real. No fake, God. We don't need anything fake. We crave an intimacy with you that's legit, that's real, God. And I thank you for giving us that opportunity. All we have to do is just search for you, and you will allow it to happen, and you will just run towards us with your arms wide open. I thank you for that. Thank you for giving us that opportunity. We are so blessed, and we humble ourselves. And we are so blessed to have an opportunity to have a relationship with you, God. Forgive us for not taking advantage of that. Forgive us for not seizing that opportunity. together, God, as one. As one, God, as one church. God, I thank you for forgiveness. I thank you for putting forgiveness in people's hearts, God. I ask you to release forgiveness, God. No matter the pain that anybody's gone through, God, I ask you to put forgiveness in their hearts. Faith would be not shaken, so we wouldn't be shaken, God, from the people that deny you, God, so we wouldn't be shaken, God, so we would have faith in our church and in our pastor, God. I ask you to keep us strong. God, for you be letting us to choose you, God, choosing you, God, for ourselves, and for us being able to realize that you're real, God, not for just somebody to tell us, God, but us experiencing your love, God, and your joy. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this atmosphere that you brought upon us today. attacks, God, on our hearts, and renewing the fire, God, so we keep fighting for you, God. Keep fighting for ourselves and what we believe in, God. I ask you to renew the flame, not only here, God, but at home, God, in our own sacred place, God, so where we can just go and just yell your name. Jesus. God, we don't have to walk alone. We can walk with you. We can be together, God. I thank you for making this journey that we're on, God, as easy, as calm as possible, God, and as joyful as possible, God. We don't have to walk alone. I ask you to look into the youth's hearts, God, right now, into their hearts and where they're at, God, to for them to witness where they're at, and if it's all good, God, I ask you to just release strength, God, strengthen what they believe in, strengthen their heart, God, in school so they can overcome whatever is bothering them, God, to resist all temptation, God, I ask you just to protect them, God. Protect them, God. God, I release healing. I ask you to release healing into these schools, God. Into schools, God. Into schools. Thank you once again for breaking all the chains for which you did when you died on the cross for us. I thank you so much. I thank you for not letting us dwell on the past, God, or worrying about the future. I thank you for letting us to enjoy the moment where we are, God, in our lives. For us being able to relax and enjoy this atmosphere that we're in, God. For us being able to experience your love, God, which is true. Thank you so much. I thank you for healing all broken hearts, God. All broken hearts, God. Thank you for restoring all family, God, all families, God, to which they are all open to each other, God, as a family should be, for which love can flourish, God, and we can all just be as one in a family, God. Strength from temptation, for us being able to fight another day, God, I just ask there be a moment where we would be so filled with your love and your glory that we wouldn't even have to worry about getting tempted, God, where it wouldn't even be an issue, God. I ask you to release that upon the youth right now, God. God, you are so good. Work in our hearts even when we're not expecting you to, God. Even when our hearts aren't even focused on you, you're still working beneath our hearts, God. I thank you for every step that a person has taken, God.
for them to being able to experience you, God. Because the first step is always the best, God. It leads you to who you are. It leads us to you. Thank you, God.
Treasure, God, the commodities, Lord, that are of your heart's desire, Lord, things like of a pure heart, God. Things like faithfulness, loyalty, honoring you and respecting you, fearing you because you are God. Want to have your favor in our life, God. Thank you, Lord, that you're shifting our perspective. Shifting our perspective and understanding and treasuring the things from heaven more than the things of this earth, God. That we can chase after what you put in our hearts instead of trying to get by day in, day in, chasing our selfish desires, God. Thank you so much for your special protection, Papa, that you are releasing over the youth of this house, God. They can walk in purity. They can walk in freedom. Their hearts can truly be full of peace and joy every day because they are in the right place at the right time, keeping their gaze at you, Lord. Thank you, Papa, for just putting this faith into our hearts, Lord, putting this hope into our hearts right now. Oh, Lord, thank you so much for heaven on this earth, God, becoming real in our personal lives, in our families, in our cities, in our churches. Thank you so much, God, for sobering us up that we understand how your hierarchy works, God, how you set everything up. That we can focus and do our best to have our families living by your principles and your keys, Lord. Being obedient to you in everything that we do, God. Jesus. You are so good. Papa, I just ask from the bottom of my heart, God, for the ones that are so desperate, God, to hear the answers from you that they are seeking and they are desiring, God, the place where they are at. Holy Spirit, just bring those answers to them. Whatever kind of form it looks like, just bring that peace into their hearts. Bring the understanding into their hearts, God. How mighty you are, how good you are, that you never left them. It doesn't matter what it looks like, that you are still there. You are holding them by their hand, God, and you are just walking with them. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. You guys, I feel like for older generation, for, you know, for moms and pops, if you guys need a prayer, I really want young people to get around you guys and just pray for you. If you guys really need a prayer right now, can you raise up your hand? Young people, can you please, like youth, girls, everybody, I see you guys, can you please go and pray for them? Yes, Jay. Just release Papa's love over them, peace over them. You know, if Holy Spirit puts this on your heart right now, that you feel like you have to pray for somebody that didn't even raise their hand, please do it. You guys, because like our generations, we should work together. The enemy has been tricking us and drawing illusions for too long. We should be able to pass on our inheritance to the next generation. They've been working. The previous generation before us, they've been working so hard to make the way for us. We should do exactly the same thing. Papa, I just release your clarity, God. Clarity in your presence. We see it so clear. We see it like ABC. Just release these answers right now, Lord. Hearts can go from sorrow, from bitterness, from fear, from depression, and it can go into a full joy and just in peace and hope and faith. So our realities can be completely different right now. They can be changed once and for all, Lord. That's what the houses, these houses, churches are for, so we can come together, minister to one another, help one another, and just release your fire over our families and our cities, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for what you are doing. Jesus, it's such a pleasure to know you, God. I just cannot hold it. It's such a pleasure to know you, God. Through all the ups and downs, craziness and happiness, all of it, God. I see how good you are, Lord. You are always with me. Even if I don't feel like it, God, you are still with me. Because deep within me, I just know it, and I can sense you all around me, God. Thank you, for your heart that is being displayed and revealed in this place, God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are expanding us, God, that you are growing us, that you are leading us, guiding us, training us, Lord, and just partnering up with us to do life. Manifest yourself in so many different ways, and that we can be amazed and have our minds blown and do it again, God. I love that this thing called faithfulness, I love that this thing called love, trust, honor, respect, it's a lifetime. It's a lifetime opportunity that we walk out. A pleasure to partner up with you, Jesus, and to do life. I would not want to be in any other place right now but with you and in your presence. Nowhere else. You for who you are. Thank you, Papa, for encouraging hearts, for strengthening hearts, Lord, for opening our eyes to see clearly what you are doing with us and where you are taking us. Just put some verses on my heart, you know, before this. I thought I would do it before prayer, but I feel like reading it, you know, right now. If somebody can please turn on the lights, because like I can't see who's like sitting where. Somebody, lights, please. Thank you. You know, some people are faithful in reading the word. Backlights, bro. Thanks. And some people, they're really, you know, lacking. But what I find that the Word of God is really medicine for our hearts, you know. Like for young generation, I wish you guys can read more Bible. Because your guys' whole foundation is like it needs it right now. Because you're only starting to build your life. But for those that can accept this right now, you know, I'll just read it. I'll just read, you know, scriptures from the Bible, and I'll let Holy Spirit plant his seeds and do what he do best. It says in Psalms 33:18, it says, "But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love." That's amazing. If you fear God, if you love him, he's gonna watch over you. He's gonna watch your every single day. There is no such thing as a failed day. He's gonna turn everything around for the best. Psalms 45, it says, "Your plans, Lord's God's plans, for us are too numerous to list. You have no equal. If I try to recite all your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. For me personally, when I was reading that, what that says, that God has a plan for each and every one person. He does not create one human being by accident. I don't care how you manifested on this earth and what kind of scene. He has a plan for you. You guys believe that. Find that. Because, I mean, with that, you can have the most rich life ever. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about who you are on the inside as a human soul. It says in Psalm 33:15, He made their hearts, so He understands everything they do. He made you guys' hearts. He understands you completely for who you are. The people who reject God, or who don't want to be with Him, or who are just ignorant and doing a selfish life, that blows my mind. Why would you not want to be with your Creator on a daily basis? When you don't understand yourself, when you are just being stupid, or you're just being mad, or whatever it looks like, you have God like behind you who you can talk to and who can like tell you, hey, this is what's going on, you know? He understands you, you guys. For the ones that are really seeking for your guys' identities, His presence. When He tells you who you are, nobody else can tell you otherwise. And that's a big thing. Okay, I'm gonna stop at that. But you guys, we live in society that is so busy every single day chasing whatever, school, money, careers. If some of you guys experience the transparency part of God, I forgot what it's called. It's a special kind of presence. When He comes, you can literally see your whole life from birth to end. I experienced it only a few times in my life. It's the most beautiful thing ever. You can literally be like, I'm talking about soul, body, spirit, naked. And you can see all your bad parts about you. You can see all your best part about you. And in that moment, your life, you really see what's valuable. You guys, analyze your life and what's really valuable to you and live that out. Don't waste your time on money. Don't waste your time chasing things that are not worth it. You guys, God has a plan for each and every one of you. If you guys start living out your plans, how good is this society going to be, and how good are we all going to be around each other? We can enrich each other. Not steal from each other, not hurt each other, not lie to each other, but enrich each other. So I just want to encourage you guys. It's the weekend. Focus on Him and just spend the time weekend with Him, whatever it looks like. Get restored, like really restored in your soul. And from your past season, from your trial, whatever it looks like. If somebody has a testimony, I'm always like down to hear testimonies. If anybody has anything they want to share, anybody going once, twice? Okay, you guys. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend, and we will see you guys on Sunday. Okay, bye.